I love my nephew to death, and him becoming a dad was like, okay, I'm happy for you, but couldn't you wait till you got married or got your career together? I didn't tell him this, but this is what I said in my mind. But I knew he was going to be an awesome dad because the way he was brought up. So you're only taught what you see or what, you know, what you're learned. It was amazing that he was going to become a dad so young. I was happy for him. Very happy for him. And then he had another little one, Jordy. I was happy for him again. You know, they believed in having these big baby showers. So, you know, everybody would come together again, the whole family and her family. You know, all just get together and celebrate. We'd go to the house to see the babies when she came home from the hospital. And the babies look just like him. Shiny hair. They look so dark and shiny hair. Straight shiny hair. I'm like, isn't this a coincidence? They all got that shiny hair like him. Like a little dimple in their chin. That I think they probably still have, but...
What was it like now to see him as a dad? What type of father was he?
Sean didn't play when it came to his girl. His baby, because Jordy was a baby, but Jada, she ain't want her father to leave her. If daddy moves, she move. So it's like he'd have to wait till she go to sleep if he was going to go out somewhere and leave her with one of us, or if he was going to leave out the house, because she did not want her daddy to leave her nowhere. She cried and cried. Valerie went to church. Sean had somewhere to go, and I watched her, and she cried and she cried. I said, okay, there's a sprinkler across the street. I'm going to take her over there. Maybe that'll stop her from crying. Took her, kind of calmed her down. Now it's time to leave. She didn't want to go. She didn't want to leave. I'm like, come on. She grabbed away from me, ran. You know they have those rubber mats. She tripped, fell, boom. Oh my goodness, now I'm scared to tell anybody. Now, but she got a knot this big, so I'm gonna not tell nobody. So, but he was very concerned about, oh, my baby got a knot on her head. It went away though, but he was a very good dad. Very good dad, loved his girls.
What were some things that he liked to do with them?
I think just being around them was enough for him because he always was holding their hands. They wouldn't let him go. Holding his pants leg, they wouldn't let him go. He couldn't do nothing without them. I guess taking them to the park was probably a big to-do because kids love the park and the water sprinklers. And, you know, hanging out with mommy and daddy at the same time, everybody together. You know, because he was trying to be a provider for the family also. So, you know, it's mommy stays home with the kids while daddy goes out and, you know, works.